As we continue our celebrations of Fiji Language Week 2021 on Pacific Days, we're joined now by Maikali Cruz Balenavitau Thondri, administrator for the Fiji History Instagram and Facebook pages. Maikali was born and raised in Sydney, Australia, a licensed minister with the United Pentecostal Church of Australia, a justice of the peace in the state of New South Wales, and ran in the 2016 federal elections coming fourth in the seat of Hughes. His favourite saying is, "A foolish person will build walls, but a wise person will build bridges." Sorry about it. Maikali joins us now on Pacific Days for a Talanoa. Nisa Ambulavi Naka Maikali, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brian. It's an honour and privilege to be on this show. It's a great honour. Thank you so much for once again.
And as a proud Fijian supporting our Fijian brothers last night, Api Koroisau and Viliami Kikau there with the Panthers beating the Rabbitohs, or are you a Rabbitohs fan?
Congrats to them. You know, they did it was a tough challenge, for them to go against the Rabbitohs. But also a shout out to Tanya Milne as well, even though they didn't get any game time. But it was awesome to see Fijian representation on the field and to see how far they've come. They've got the biggest prize in Australian or Australian sport or global sports, an NRL premiership.
Come on, it's good. Well, firstly, Maikali, tell us a bit more about yourself, maybe which islands or villages you're representing, parents, etc.
Yeah, no worries. So I was born in Sydney, Australia, 1989, so that makes me 32 years old. My parents, I migrated from the islands of Fiji, where they're from. So for myself, I come from Tailevu, the province of Tailevu. Both parents come from Tailevu. So my father is from Bau Island, Bau Yanyan, Lasakau, and my mother is from Bau as well, from Nomanikoro. So same on the same island as well. But if I was to go further than that, from my mother's mom's side, from my grandmother, she hails from Vanua Levu, Kumulau, Namalata, in Mboa, in the province of Mboa. And with my father, of course, we've been in the Bowen links as well. But also, I had a Rotuman heritage as well. But on top of that as well, born and raised in Sydney, Australia. Did my schooling here in Sydney, Australia. Went from school to high school. And currently right now, I'm doing uni online. In the Western Sydney University, in a degree of social science, master in child and community services. So, been thankful to be here in a country such as Australia. And just what you said before, am I a Rabbitoh supporter? No, I'm actually a St. George Dragon supporter. So, shout out to all the Dragon supporters. Hopefully, there is some there. But it's just wonderful. That's just my life, sort of in a nutshell.
Well, Fayexia as well as Vinaka Vakilevu Maikali, that's awesome. Now, tell us more about the Fiji History Facebook and Instagram pages and how it all came about.
Yeah, sure. No worries, Brian. So Fiji History page, so first was the Instagram page. So how this came into existence was back in 2006 when I was in year 11 at Endeavour Sports High School. So my history teacher said, "So listen, I'm going to make these guys do an assignment, but it's on your own personal choosing." So I thought to myself, okay, now I always wanted to know more about my Fijian history. So I was in ancient history. It was in the ancient history class in year 11. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to do it on Fijian mythology. So I do it on Fijian mythology. It just opened my eyes in regards to the old deities of Fiji. To see, prior to Christianity come to the shores of Fiji, how we as Fijians worship other gods, of course, the shark god, Dakwanga, Dige, and all these other deities and so. And not on top of that, how cannibalism was practiced in those days, which reading accounts of it made me, just made my eyes open. So, wow, it's just something else. And from that moment, in 2006, fast forward to 2013, Of course, with social media becoming more, you know, more well known, and Instagram coming into the fruition, and all these other things, I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to use social media in a positive manner. I'm going to try and use social media in a good way, because unfortunately, social media these days, there are many things that, you know, people are posting which is inappropriate, and so. So I thought to myself, if I could use this way of source of education in a way to try and inspire people, Fijians and non-Fijians, in showcasing history, and that will be something great. So my goal was, so the page was established on December 7, 2013, the Fiji History page on Instagram. And I said to myself, I'm going to come up with a five-year goal, five-year plan. If I get, you know, 2,000 followers or so, I'll be content with that and see how, you know, see how far it goes. So by the end of 5 years, which was back in 2018, it didn't just reach 2,000 followers, it reached 20,000 followers. And I was gobsmacked by it, and I was aware, I was like, man, this is something else. And then from then, 2018 till now, 2021, in the span of 3 years, it's just not in a double, but nearly tripled in a way where the page now stands at 67,000 followers. And with that, Brian, I stay humbled by it. I don't get big-headed by it, because in the end of the day, it's not about, you know, promoting me. It's about promoting Fijian history. And for myself, being, even though born in Sydney, Australia, you know, but having the Fijian heritage and, you know, making sure I remember where I come from, it's all about showcasing where, how far Fiji has come. And to see where it is now, I stay humbled by it. And I, you know, for me, you know, being, you know, from a faith of being a Christian, I just thank the Lord for it. I try not to get big-headed or be prideful in it, you know, but also in the way staying on a steady course. And with the Facebook page in 2018, with the success of the Instagram page, one of my cousins said, why don't you try it on the Facebook page? And I was a bit hesitant at first, because I was saying to myself, you may not get the success you may be, you know, get as on Instagram. But I followed my cousin's word, and I said, okay, all right, let's do it. Let's go for it. So she was a partner with me in the first few months or so, and then she deactivated her Facebook page, but I still kept on going. And when the Facebook Fiji History page was activated in 2018, in the space of 1 year, the growth was very rapid as well. Within 1 year, went to 5,000 followers. And I was like, okay, let's do this. So from then in 2018 till now in 2021, the page has gone up to 22,000, I believe it's around the 20,000 plus likes and follows. So I just stay humbled by it. And, you know, it's just amazing to see where the page has gone, how far it has come. And not on top of that, the reason why for the success and all that is I always give acknowledgement to those that have shared their work or shared their relics or shared their photos and want me to ask permission. At times they've said yes. Most of the times, 99% they've said yes. But there's that 1% that said no, we like to keep it as it is. And I have to respect that, Brian, because I don't want to force them. You know, I don't say, oh, this is good, that. But I just stay humbled by it. And by personal, you know, I acknowledge their work, and, you know, such as the National Archives of Fiji, the Fiji Museum, Dr. T, many other sources from, you know, private sources and so. And that's how far the page has come.
That's amazing. Now, with the success of both Instagram and the Facebook pages on Fijian history, and no doubt, you know, a number of events such as you've mentioned before regarding, you know, pre-colonization, you know, with the gods and that. Over the years, you've been running the pages. What are maybe some of the, you know, the favorite stories that have been shared by either yourself or, you know, people to the Facebook pages? You know, anything that's really stood out to you, Maikali?
Yes, there's many stories I can mention, but for the sake of time, I know you're a very busy individual, Brian, is that one of the stories that always pops out to me was Jesse Owens. So for Jesse Owens, he was a famous African-American sprinter. He was the first Black man to win a gold medal at the Berlin Olympics, and Adolf Hitler, prior to the Olympics, said that no one can beat the German sprinters. We are the most dynamic, we're the most fast, we can do it. Next minute, Here comes this African-American fella. He beats the sprinters, so on and so forth. So many years later, after the Olympics or so, Jesse Owens heard of a Fijian that can run, I believe back then it was 110 yards and in around 10 seconds, under 10 seconds. And that individual is Joe Levula. Now, Joe Levula is the well-known Fijian, you know, if you see the flying Fijians, there's that photo of him, you know, with that long strides, you know, the ball and that. And Jesse Owens heard of this man and said, hold on, there's a man that can run very fast, you know. And it was Joe Levula. And there's that photo I posted it a while back where Jesse Owens wanted to meet. This is Jesse Owens, man. This is like, you know, this is, you know, he's a symbolic individual, especially in America. And he meets Joe Levula. And there's that photo of them together in Malaya, you know, during that time. And what I found very interesting after that, I saw a team photo with Joe Levula and with the other athletes or the soldiers, so it was during the Malayan campaign. And the chaplain was this old gentleman. And when I saw the name of the chaplain sitting in the front, and then when I saw the last name, and I said to myself, hold on, that's my uncle's last name. And he passed away in 2007. So when I rang my auntie and said, hold on, is this uncle's dad? So yeah, that's Uncle Abed. So his last was Ngalu Vakandua. And when I saw that, I said, bro, it's a small world. And just to see, that's just one story that just pops out in, you know, my mind for Jesse Owens to meet, you know, Joe Levula. Other ones as well is another one, Sepanai Sukunaivalu, Victoria Cross recipient, and the only Victorian Cross recipient of Fijian heritage to receive a medal of that high honor. The reason being because he sacrificed his life in World War II during the time when the Japanese were trying to come through Moresby, PNG, to invade Australia. And for his heroics, what he did by, you know, sacrificing his life so that his men could escape or in a way try to find a better advantage, it really moves me because, you know, he may not see what he did, or he may not see that he got a Victorian Cross medal, and his name is etched in one of the buildings in London with the other recipients as well. And that's just something that just really inspires me, especially during World War II as well. And then other ones as well, such as Talia Silambalamba, or for us Fijians, the Fijian Rambo. In 1972, in the Battle of Mirbad, in Oman, you know, Lambalamba was shot in the face. And in a, but what he did, yeah, he was shot in the face, but still, he got up in a handgun. And according to accounts, he just demoralized. You know, he eliminated the enemy, I believe, in the hundreds or so. And he sacrificed his life. He ended up sacrificing his life as well. He was killed, unfortunately. But there are two statues. That are erected of him, one in Nandi, which was unveiled by Prince Harry back in 2018 when he came to visit Fiji, and I believe somewhere in London as well, which was erected in 2009. And, you know, that's when I think of these individuals as well, from a personal perspective, Brian, I got family in the military. I got a cousin in the Australian military, I got a cousin in the British Army. I had an auntie who was in the New Zealand Navy. She finished up her post, but what for my auntie, she's a resigner. But back in 2016, when my mom passed away, she came to my mom's funeral in the Navy attire, in the Navy uniform. And that's something that'll be etched in my memory for many years to come, for a family member to be dressed in Navy apparel to honor farewell my mom in regard to that. So that's in a nutshell as well. If I should add one more. Of course, with rugby league, we think of, you know, Nonandruku, you know, William Kikau, you know, Marek Korembete, Sulia Sigunivalu, Apiseka Koresa. But there are two brothers that played for St. George Dragons, and their names are Inosi and Apisai Tonga. One of the first Fijians to play in New South Wales Rugby League back then. But, you know, they made their mark back then. And unfortunately, Inosi is still alive today. He's in his 70s. But Apisa, he died back in, I believe, in the 70s, only at a young age. He got poisoning, probably from a coral back in Fiji, got poisoned, and unfortunately passed away at a young age. And it was so big as well that Johnny Raper and a few of the Dragons went over to Fiji to bury him as well. So it was something else, Brian, yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, for real, Brian.
You know, these are just a few of the, I'm sure, no doubt, you know, hundreds of inspirational stories and milestones, which, you know, it's just mind-blowing and so amazing, Waikale. Just with the time that we have left, what is the importance of knowing about one's history to you, Waikale, and why it's important for you, you know, starting off in 2006 and still going strong after all these years, to you on a personal note?
Well, there's a saying, Brian, is this, by Mr. Robert Heinlein: a generation which ignores history has no past and no future. History is very important for us to learn. History is important for us as Fijians, especially during Fijian Language Week, that we must know where we come from. We must know our roots. We must know the vernacular, the language, the culture, the, you know, the traditions, so on and so forth. And it's important not only just for Fijians in Fiji, but Fijians living outside of Fiji and where they're born, that are born in other foreign lands. It's very important for us to know our culture and making sure that we continue on in generations to come.
And a final message to our Fijian community, especially for our youth, Waikale, regardless of whether you're in Sydney, Australia, here in Auckland, the global community of Fijians, what is the message today?
So the message today for the Fijians that may be listening to this broadcast is this: to never forget where you come from. Keep on learning the language. Keep on learning the simple language, from the most simple to, you know, everyday Fijian conversations. Never forget where you come from. Never be ashamed of who you are as a Fijian, whether you're born in Fiji or an Indian Fijian or, you know, half Fijian or whatever the case may be. Embrace the Fijian way and knowing that you are representing a nation that may be small on the map, but has made an impact largely on a global scale.
Waikale, some words in the beautiful Fijian language. Is that okay?
Okay, no worries. I try my best, Brian. So I just want to take this up, Vinagawa level, Brian, Vinagawa level, Sarah, for this opportunity. I just want to say to all the community, Vinagawa level, keep on keeping on. And, Vaka Vaka Kaukawa, work hard, you know, strive on, you know. Probably Napoleon Imbolada said, you know, tired, don't be tired, you know. Kunyova. Keep on keeping on and keep on doing and keep on striving on the Fijian way, because nothing is impossible when you believe.
Waikale Cruz Palenavetau Daundre, Administrator for the Fiji History Instagram and Facebook pages, Vinakavaka level, Waikale. So blessed this afternoon, and all the very best for the ongoing amazing work that you're doing in promoting Fijian history. Vinakavaka level, thank you.